Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I had missed a friend's wedding in another state, and since that time I could never seem to get a hold of her. After many failed attempts, I finally just stopped calling. 5 years later, she was doing some work on clearing her past and decided to locate me. Although she was gentle with her words, she let me know how angry she was that I was a no-show on the biggest day of her life. She was hurt and disappointed in my rudeness and lack of loyalty to our friendship. I let her continue to speak until she finally stopped and said, "Why didn't you come?" I apologized and let her know that I still didn't understand why she was so upset about the no-show. She admitted that she had a guilty conscience for choosing another friend to be a bridesmaid instead of me. And it didn't hit her until the very day that she got married. Since I didn't show up for the wedding, it made her guilty conscience that much worse, and she blamed me for making her feel horrible on her wedding day. I asked her not to feel guilty anymore because God made plans for me to be somewhere else on that day. I told her that my daughter Carmen had been in an accident on a four-wheel all-terrain vehicle and had cracked her skull in two places. She was out of school for 2 months, and it was just 3 weeks before I was to start chiropractic school. Praise God, she made a full recovery. I told her that I didn't give her wedding much thought until a couple of weeks after Carmen was home from the hospital, so I didn't even try calling her until a few weeks after the wedding and the accident. These were the same phone calls she had been ignoring. She said, "I had no idea. I spent 5 years in anger and guilt. Can you forgive me?" I told her there's nothing to forgive. I told her she was in the place that she needed to be in order for growth to take place. If that meant she had to spend 5 years learning from the experience, then that's what she needed to do. It was a maturity process, and it happens. So we chuckled at the awareness, and she insisted on being forgiven. So I did. Folks, guilt can be a powerful force that restricts us from moving forward. It seeks to imprison us within our past hurts and anger. More than likely, punishment has already been self-administered, causing us to withhold something that we desire to receive or give. That could be friendship, love, success, or anything. In order to release guilt, either self-forgiveness or forgiving others will be required in order to move forward. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, "Until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya." And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everyone.